You guys probably know the background, but we'll run through it really quickly so that you can recall how we got to where we are. Back in 2009, the Green Book proposed these rules about basis consistency because the IRS was really concerned about the whipsaw that they're getting. And you guys have seen it in your practice, I know. Everyone comes into you as a beneficiary and says, I want to use a higher basis than what was reported on the estate tax return. Right? Raise your hand. That's happened to all of you, right? Some of you. Well, I think the IRS and the administration perceived this was a huge issue, and so they wanted to stop that. So, surprisingly, in 2015, I don't think we knew it was out there, and things have been in the Green Book for a really long time that never get enacted, but this one came about as part of the highway bill. And to quote Ron Aucott, they were filling potholes by closing tax loopholes, and what they decided to do was raise some revenue by including this. And the Green Book recommends not only basis consistency reporting for gifts to other people, but also marital gifts and lifetime gifts. Now, those did not get enacted as part of this highway transportation bill, but they are probably still on the list. They did a lot of revenue projections about how much revenue this was going to raise. And, we don't really know what the new administration is going to do. Although maybe some of you guys know. I don't know. But my guess is, I was a little worried talking about this. I thought, well, we're going to get rid of the estate tax, and who's going to care about basis consistency? But this really does have revenue numbers to it, and that's going to be key to getting anything enacted going forward.